You are listening to A Climb to the Edge of the Kingdom, one of a series of podcasts to accompany five walks along Offersdyke Path National Trail on the Shropshire-Powys border.
The view here from Cwnsanaman Hill is fantastic. We're looking down into the Teme Valley, into Wales, and there's a real sense here of why Offersdyke was built where it was. It clearly flanks the river valley down below. It dominates it. If you were down in that valley on what used to be a major access route between England and Wales, you'd very clearly have seen Offersdyke, particularly when freshly dug, silhouetted on the horizon as a really prominent feature. To the north, the line of trees going up from Garbutt Hall picks it out sharply in the landscape. To the south, the dike is actually slightly more subtle in form. It's a lower bank. It probably never had the big western ditch, but it would nevertheless have been very prominent and visible in the landscape.
As you're walking along this section, you'll see the dike itself in its different states. There's sections that are very badly eroded over the years. You'll see tracks have been cut through them. The sections close by here in the river plains, the dike isn't there because in some ways there was no need to build it. You had the river as defensives. As you walk up from Garbutt Hall, you are then coming across the most stunning parts of the dike for, I would say, the whole 177 miles of the trail. There's other sections which are almost lost into the landscape, hardly anything left. We're considering this monument is 1,250 years old. We're still lucky to have it.
Look at Knighton. Look at the castle. You'll see why it was in such a strategic position. It totally dominated the road and the river between two vast hills. What a place to defend from.
We can't look at the economy of this area without thinking about the Welsh cowboys, the drovers, the men who brought the cattle, the sheep, even the geese, across the border, across the dike, and to the English market towns, as far away as London. And in the process, they founded the banking system, because their money had to be transferred back home without the footpads getting it. When they got to London, the men used to go home to Wales by boat, and the dogs were just released. And it's said the dogs used to get home before the men.
If you're going to walk one section, this is the one to walk. Stunning views and the best of the dike itself. The trail is running alongside the dike constantly. Sometimes you're on the dike, sometimes you're beside it. The team runs through down to Knighton and then with the railway line alongside it. It's brilliant for wildlife. Ravens are constantly here. Ravens are a stunning bird. You see them wheeling, doing acrobatics in the sky. And their call is quite distinctive. You'll know when you've seen a raven. It's not a crow, it's not a rook. The raven really stands out from those other birds.
Well, I think it's about the best section of the walk because it's so well formed. You can actually see what the dike looked like. And as you're going along here, you might even see horse riders because it's not just Offersdyke here, it's the Jack Mitten Way, one of Shropshire's long-distance horse riding routes. When you're walking this section, look out for the wildlife. You will see traces of badgers all the way along. And the birds are just fantastic. In winter, you might even be lucky and see a ring ousel. You more than likely will see a red kite wheeling in the sky. This is the place for them.
What an extraordinary engineering undertaking Offersdyke was. You still have that sense of a remarkable piece of landscape engineering. Nothing like it would ever be undertaken again, at least until people started building canals and railways in the 18th and 19th centuries.
One of the things that fascinates me is we get the opportunity to compare the civil engineering of Offersdyke with other pieces of great civil engineering, and we have this wonderful railway viaduct. What's it doing there in the middle of nowhere? And I suppose, in a sense, they all tell us about dreams of going to Ireland, that before Holyhead won the race, there were always thoughts that maybe there might be another port in the middle of Wales. And so there's this extraordinary network of railways with staggering pieces of infrastructure. None better, more dramatic and more aesthetically pleasing than the viaduct at Nucklis.
Before carrying on this walk back down the Jack Mitten Way to Nucklis, go along this section a little bit further up to Lanver Hill. You'll see